Hello everyone, it's Lynn. I hope that you're doing well. I'm currently in bed, laying on my side, and I was asleep, woke up because of my cat wanting to eat. And I'm back in bed, and I can't fall asleep. So I figured I would record. I wanted to actually talk about something, and that is recovery in regards to addiction. I just want people to know that if you're going through addiction or in the recovery process, just know that you're not alone, that there is support, that there are people that truly, genuinely care about you and want to help you. There are mentors, there's coaches, friends you can make, specialists, therapists, groups. So many different types of therapies. There are different avenues to take to help with your recovery. And I also wanted to make a point that I was ever going through the recovery process at this point in time, know that you are strong, and I want other people who aren't going through it to realize this. I know there's still this big stigma, and there's this misunderstanding that someone who's an addict is weak, but just think, this person is fighting to survive and to stay clean and sober every day of their life. Every day. Some days are easier, some days are harder. Regardless, it's a fight. And that to me represents someone who is strong. And perhaps you may feel like your will is broken, and that there might be some hopelessness and sadness, anger, various emotions when in the recovery process, early on, when you just started, I realized that it's so hard. So hard. Sometimes you just want to give up. If you're going through detox and withdrawals, psychologically and physically, it's a horrible experience, probably one of the worst. I know sometimes you feel like you just don't want to make it another day, Or you rather just go and use to feel better, to not go through so much pain and suffering. Yet, you still make that decision to stay on board and to continue on to another day. I hope I'm making sense. I just want people to realize that's not an easy thing to go through. That when you're going through recovery, your brain has changed. Neurotransmitters are not used to not having that chemical that you were once feeding your brain constantly with. So now neurotransmitters have been depleted. The brain physically has changed. And that's tough, to say the least. Oh my God. For your brain to heal, it takes lots of time, and it's like it's almost in shock, and that brings me back to you being strong, because you were able to go through that, to go through those few days, few months, 2 years, whatever it is, that you were able to do it. It's a beautiful thing, and I commend you on that. And for anyone who isn't going through an addiction, I ask that you try to have a little bit more empathy. And perhaps you already do, and that's great, but if you don't understand too much about addiction, I ask that you do some research. Get educated, because it's a very complex thing, and it affects a person on all levels. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. I just want people to know that you've got this, and that you are a fighter. And if you're still going through addiction, in the active process of using, I hope that one day you'll get to go through recovery. And it's going to be hard. But like I said in the beginning, the audio, you're not alone. You don't have to be alone while going through it. That there are so many different ways to help you. And I also wanted to mention too that when someone's actively using, you know, there's something relentless in them, you know, There's that drive to get their substance, no matter what. And I ask that when in recovery, that you find a drive to be relentless. When it comes to something positive, it's still there inside of you. There's something inside of you that pushes you and that motivates you, and you once had it for that substance, and now you could use it for job, education, reunification with family and loved ones, connections, networking, whatever it may be. Use that fight for something positive. And I'm rooting for you. And I'm here for you. And I know it's possible. I know it is. So, I'm giving you a hug right now. Or I could be holding you. My bed right now. I could hold you, comfort you, whether it is play with your hair, rub your back, massage your shoulders, slide my fingertips up and down your arm. Breathe into your ears or your face. Just hold you so tightly so you could feel me and my love, my warmth, my support. Feel my heartbeat. I can feel yours. Allow that to help you calm down. To bring you some peace. I can stay like this all night. I won't leave your side. Whatever you need, I'm right here.